He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora koutou, ko Kirsten Johnston tōku ingoa, ko ia nei waiata nākou nui. This is Song Crush. Our selectors today are Yarana Saw, Nick Tipping from RNZ Concert, and ex-Kim Hill producer, now man of leisure, Mark Cuby. No mai haere mai.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora.
We're kicking off looking at the new album from Iggy Pop, Free. Yarana, you've chosen Love's Missing, and then we're going to hear your choice, Mark, We Are The People. What was it about this one?
I was trying to figure out what it is about Iggy Pop. There's something very comfortable and permanent about him in my music collection. His voice to me is something stable and permanent. There's something unchanging. There has a weightiness to it. He's lived so many lives. And most memorably for me, he absolutely blew away everyone at the 2006 Big Day Out. That's why I've chosen the song, because it takes me back to everything I absolutely love and adore about Iggy Pop.
She's thinking about something we all need. Clock's ticking, not giving her room to breathe, to breathe. Love's screaming. Love's missing.
I love how this song builds. You know, it starts with the favourite word of Tony Stamp, restraint. There's something kind of ominous, and then it absolutely opens up at the end of the song.
It's interesting that you say, Yarana, that it's an unchanging voice, because, you know, to me, having listened intermittently to Iggy Pop over the years, his voice is very different. It's gone down, you know, an octave, probably, that, you know, typically septuagenarian drop.
I just want to be like him when I'm 72.
You're better at him than Trump.
Yeah, right. Who is also 72 and, you know, lives in Miami.
Yeah, I think he's not singing on this quite as well as he used to. You can tell that he's 72 and it's starting to go, but he has compared his style now to Neil Diamond. He says, you know, if I sung like Neil Diamond, like my father and first father-in-law said I should, you know, I'd be wealthy now. He's not even crooning; he's more like intoning.
Just,
and particularly on the track that I'm going to play, We Are The People. There's spoken word stuff on that on this, and for me, that's the best bit. And Lauren Thomas, who's one of the producers on this, Texan jazz muso, he plays this mean trumpet all the way through this. It's just so jazzy and beautiful. And with him and Sarah Lipstate, who runs a project called Novella, which is like a shoegazy guitar filmy thing, those two, it's basically their project with Iggy doing some songs over the top, you know?
I did wonder, listening to this album, there are so many disparate elements. There's mariachi, there's jazz, there's rock, that shoegaze sound that you're referring to. Do you think it's cohesive enough as an album? And does it need to be? Does it matter?
I wasn't a fan of the album as a cohesive body of work. I just really like the song because it spoke to me of all the things I like about Iggy Pop. See, for me, I hear aspects of the records The Idiot and Lust for Life, which is an album I still keep going back to. And it's interesting, you both heard something different a different quality in his voice, because to me it harks back to all the things I really have loved about Iggy through those records, and in my head I try and imagine what kind of life and world he is making those albums in, which again, I think Free also opens my mind up to. It's like, what is he doing collaborating with these people? They're all hanging down at the bottom of the United States of America, just jamming whenever they want in between Iggy swimming in the ocean and doing yoga.
Sonali, which is the track for me that harks back to that idiot Lust for Life days, is a fantastic song that Iggy just sings. He didn't even write it.
Did he not write this?
No, he does most of the lyrics in the silly songs like James Bond and Dirty Sanchez, which are kind of, right. You know, he's always had this penchant for really dumb lyrics and kind of goofy pop stuff.
Yeah.
He likes to do the covers.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
right.
and the collaboration.
Because I really loved a line from Sonali that just built an image as it went in my head. She won't take my call when I'm tipsy because she's on the wagon dressed like a gypsy. And it's actually a gypsy wagon that he's talking about, and you can picture the woman, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And him being
tipsy. He's got a great gift for a phrase. But my favourite stuff on this, I mean, I've got this theory that most albums should just be EPs because they're all too long, and this is pretty lean. It's 33 minutes,
perfect,
just above 33 minutes. And the best bits for me are the meditative jazzy stuff, like the title track, the track that closes the album called "The Dawn," which is all about the dark, and two tracks which he didn't write the lyrics for at all. One's a Dylan lyric, Dylan Thomas lyric.
A very well-known poem.
Yeah, which doesn't quite work as well for me. "Do not go gentle into that good night." It's just, there's a bit too much going on musically. But the one we're just about to hear, which was written in 1970 by Lou Reed. No one knew it existed till a lot of his lyrics were published after his death.
And, yeah, just last year, actually, a recording of him reading this poem was released, and his read is really fast. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't, but Iggy's is pretty meditative, but you can still hear Iggy and think Lou, and the backing that Lauren Thomas and Sarah Lipstadt put behind it is just magnificent.
Let's hear it. This is "We Are the People."
We are the people without land. We are the people without tradition. We are the people who do not know how to die peacefully and at ease. We are the thoughts of sorrows, endings of tomorrows. We are the wisps of rulers and the jokers of kings. We are the people without right. We are the people who have known only lies and desperation. We are the people without a country, a voice, or a mirror. We are the crystal gaze returned through the density and immensity of a berserk nation. We are the victims of the untold manifesto of the lack of depth, of full and heavy emptiness.
It's a good reminder that America's always been a little mental. I mean, you know, 1970, when Lou Reed wrote this poem, Nixon was in charge, right?
Absolutely, and you know, Iggy was doing Funhouse, and he was still coming off the wake of 1969, you know, which last month, 50 years since that first Stooges album, and Yeah, it still cuts it. I mean, everyone was saying he's angry, and he's kind of more meditative here, but he's still kind of angry at the state of the world, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. The same people are still in power.
You know, on the one hand, you might say there has been social progress or technological process, but on the other hand, the fundamental issues that people cannot agree on are still there, those core issues of racism, inequality. It's still there. It made me think about what motivated that anger and that bitterness then and how that can still resonate now.
Mm. I like the way also that it harks back to those beat poets, the Ginsbergs, the Kerouacs, you know, with that jazz backing. Nick Tipping, you'd be a fan of that lonesome trumpet there.
Anytime there's jazz, man, I'm a fan of it.
But you haven't brought jazz to the table just yet. Bryn Van Vliet.
Bryn Van Vliet. Well, I have, in a sense. Bryn is a jazz saxophone player. He's very active around Wellington. You've actually heard him here in Tunes of I. He's in the horn section of Tunes of I.
Tunes of I are a reggae band.
Reggae
right?
band. So, yeah he's done all sorts of
all
things.
All over the
I think
shop.
He's played with Rob Ruha as well. Mm. So, yeah, heaps of stuff. But quietly, for the last few years, he's actually also been working on his own singer-songwriter sound, which is a completely different side of him. He sounds like Charlie Parker when he steps out at night on the alto sax, but this is totally different. He's put out an EP, which he's called EP. It's quite, I don't know where he got that title from.
There's an efficiency to that.
There really is, eh? He plays all the instruments on it. Yeah, it's just four songs, four very sort of heartfelt songs. And yeah, he's really tapping into some emotive stuff that you know you don't get to do really as a jazz musician. The track I want to play you of the four is called Go to Her.
Go to her. Go to her. Go to her. Go to her. Your face is red. Go to her bed and find solace in the roses. Go to
Van Vliet, Go to Her. That's a beautiful, spacious sound, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it really is.
Really?
When I first put it on, it took me straight, I don't know if this does this for you, but it took me straight back to like Paul Simon, Hearts and Bones kind of vibe, that just, you know, easy guitar, just reflective, takes its time, unhurried kind of vibe.
Mm.
That and Jose Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chorus-y. Kind of double-tracked voice as well.
Yeah.
So I've got a perfect companion song to Bryn Van Vliet. It's from a Louisville, Kentucky songwriter called Joan Shelley. Her album is called Like the River Loves the Sea, and it's an oasis of calm. It's folky plucking, images of the natural world and of uncomplicated love. She said of the album that it was built as a haven for overstimulated heads in uncertain times. I've been coming back to this song for months now, and it really is comforting, and it's a typically Kirsten song. It sounds like a clawhammer banjo folk tune,
tick,
though it's actually not. I'll tell you about that later. It's at a trotting pace. It has Bonnie Prince Billy on backups. This is Joan Shelley. I'm coming down for you.
I'm coming down for you. to where you want to. I'm coming down for you, as you always knew I would. No one taught you to pull in close when danger was near. All your tender parts exposed out there in the clear.
Joan Shelley, I'm coming down for you. She's got a similar purity of voice to another folky Joan, Joan Baez. Even though she's from Kentucky, she and a couple of her band went to Reykjavik in Iceland to record this album. And though I can almost hear the clucking of a banjo in it, there were no banjos in Iceland. So they had to tune a resonated guitar in mountain tuning and use that. For me, when I listen to that song, I think of it like she's saving a bit of herself for when she needs to help out her depressed friend. You know, no one taught you to pull in close when danger was near, all your tender parts exposed out there in the clear. But she said she was thinking about the rhythm of someone riding into chaos to bring a loved one back out again. And yeah, I just think it's a really lovely song.
Very pastoral. I thought that both of those last two, they're sort of like seasonal changing things, turning to the new season of plenty or the winter of our discontent.
I definitely listen to it a lot in winter, but seeking out the sun.
Yeah. Was exactly where my mind was going and how that related to the song I've chosen. I don't know if I should just segue into my own song.
Segue
because
away.
Exactly what you were talking about, Mark Cuby, was what I was thinking about my choice, which is called Still Blue by Sir, featuring Jill Scott on this number. It's from his second album, Chasing Summer. So I think the title of the album tells you everything. But for him, it was more about the betwixt and between of being a touring musician and a musician that works a lot with other artists, but also trying to balance that with the happiness of being at home. He's one of those rare artists who is supposedly very happily married for the last decade or so and has just been slowly building his career. He is on Top Dog Entertainment, so label mates of his include Kendrick Lamar, SZA, J-Rock, and Schoolboy Q. All these artists that often turn up in my choices. Sir actually came to New Zealand as the support act for Kendrick Lamar when he toured last year. So I had the pleasure of seeing his neo-soul boudoir R&B set before an unappreciative audience who only wanted to see Kendrick Lamar.
Is boudoir R&B an actual genre?
No, I just...
Should be.
So that is general... That's the general vibe of his last album. The opening track of Chasing Summer is a track that he laid down with Kendrick Lamar featuring on it. It's called Hair Down. It's not entirely my favourite because I feel that the Kendrick Lamar vocals are a little bit manipulated on it and just feeling like a few Kendrick guest verses, the old wheel out Kendrick, lay some bars, not that great, wheel him back out. But the other guest spots on this album are fairly rewarding. You'll see Zachary on there, who also featured on Kendrick Lamar's Damn. Lil Wayne makes an appearance, Kaja Bonet, and of course this track featuring, like I said, Jill Scott. You'll hear a lot of neo-soul. Came up with a new name, maybe Pin-Eyed Soul. This is really laxed out, leaned out, chilled out
beats. What is Pin-Eyed Soul?
We kind of went on the perhaps opioid-influenced sounds of contemporary R&B.
Do opioids give you a
was just getting creative from Blue Eyed Soul to Pin Eyed Soul, where you're just sort of lying lazily. Anyway, this song's still blue. You'll get the vibes that Mark was talking about of the pastoral, seasonal change thing.
Let's hear it. This is Sir and Jill Scott, Still Blue.
Everything always the same. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Jumped out of plane and we both landed right where we started. There ain't a heart here to claim. It's a shame that we're still undercover. Acting like everything's perfect, but nothing's quite like we wanted. We do fall in line every time. The water's fine, but it's still blue. Still blue. Still blue. Still blue. Just to see where it patterns, it's never the same. Not like we hoped for. We stand on the shore, wishing that we could float, searching for a pattern. We ain't even got a boat. It's fine, but still in time. Still blue.
That's Sir and Jill Scott, Still Blue.
Is he singing about the California sky or the California sea? I don't care. I'm just so blissed out by that song. It just makes me feel that you have the temptation of summer, the warmth of it on your skin, but you've still got the little tendrils of the southerly pulling you back to the cold.
It's so slow, and actually it's a tempo that only made sense to me when Jill Scott came in and started filling up all of that space.
You haven't been listening to enough leaned out R&B and hip-hop.
Possibly not.
Jill Scott always adds value.
Yeah.
Hey, she's just still so expressive, and there's only one voice like that.
She hasn't released her own material recently, has she?
Nope. Has she? She's one of those one album superstars and then went off to join the acting world.
One more to go, Nick, and it's yours. You're going to take us out with
From Still Blue to
man.
The Blues, yeah.
Yeah.
To an album called Sitting on Top of the Blues. This is a guy called Bobby Rush, who's one of the last of the old school blues players. He's 86, just released his latest album. At the age of 83, he won his first Grammy.
Wow.
So nice one. Impossible. I don't know if that's the oldest that anyone's been to win their first Grammy.
We haven't peaked yet, guys. We can still make it.
Got a couple of
Yay!
Years. He's so legit, it's not funny. He sings, plays a blues harp. He's from Homer, Louisiana. It's unashamedly old school. The Rolling Stone review of this described the album as lusty old man blues.
Mm-hmm.
We disclaimer on that front, but the reason this has been on high rotation at my house is that I just love a good groove, and the album is full of them. It's full of great blues names, two songs which refer to himself, Hey Hey Bobby Rush, and The Bobby Rush Shuffle. There's also You Got the Goods on You, Recipe for Love, and Bow-Legged Woman. So, you know, this is unadulterated, unpretentious blues. Could have been recorded any time in the last 50 years. The album is called Sitting on Top of the Blues. I'm going to play you a track called Sweet Lizzie.
Thank you, Nick Tipping, Mark Cuby, Yara Nassau. This is Song Crush. Find us online, rnz.co.nz, search Song Crush. This is Bobby Rush, Sweet Lizzie.
Sweet Lizzie, you're Lizzie. Hey, sweet Lizzie, your love got me dizzy. Your sweet love got me crazy as a bedbug. In love with you, baby, can't help myself. Going crazy, baby, cause you're loving someone else. My head going round and round and round. No number up, girl, from my down. Sweet Lizzie, your love got me dizzy. Your sweet love drive me out my mind. I wanna be with you all the time. Can't go to work like I used to do. Always trying to keep up with you. Sweet Lizzie, woo-hoo, you got me dizzy. Sweet Lizzie, oh baby, you got me dizzy.